Jeffrey, there's two separate rezoning issues taking place at the same time in Pasco County, one in the Trinity area, one in Wesley Chapel. Can you get us up to speed on the current status?
Both committees have recommendations that are in some process, and the expectation is that the school board will vote on both recommendations for their final vote. They have two public hearings before the final vote on January 17th. That gives the people who want to apply for school choice plenty of time to prepare before the February 1st application opening.
So with these overcrowding issues, hundreds of students in Pasco County are going to have to change schools, and this has led to some heated debate.
What you have is a finite number of seats in each school. You have neighborhoods that sit on the outskirts versus neighborhoods that aren't. And when somebody makes a recommendation to move one, it winds up with somebody else being unhappy. You know, somebody's happy, somebody's unhappy. What happened in Trinity in particular was they recommended not one map, but several maps that went to a parent group or a parent town hall, pardon me. And when they brought it there, they were upset because nobody knew what exactly was going on. So after that meeting happened, they went back to the original proposing committee and they spent 4 hours reviewing all of the things that they had heard and all of the arguments back and forth. And at the end of those 4 hours, they came away with a map. It was voted on narrowly, 13 to 12, and that's the one that's going forward to the school board.
Well, for the past several years, Florida has been one of the fastest growing states in the nation. So this issue of school overcrowding isn't going away anytime soon.
Absolutely not. This is a school district that is growing after a short period of basically flat growth. But it has always been one of the faster growing school districts in Florida, and it continues on that path. And they're going to have to build new schools, and they're going to have to find the money for it. Right now, with their projections for their needs, they say they're about $400 million and some short of the money that they need to meet all their requirements.
You've been following this story for several months, and it has gotten very emotional.
It really gets people riled up, and you can see it every time the parents come to each meeting. I have never seen a group of parents sit through a four-hour rezoning committee just watching and putting it up on Facebook so that people can watch it as it happens, and making proposals and counter-proposals and digging into all sorts of intimate details about the growth and construction and congestion and traffic. And this is what's going on here because it really matters. These people are really concerned about where their children are going to school and where they might go to school. It also has created some bad blood. At one of the parent meetings, there were a lot of people who, in their zeal to remain in the school that they were in, really trashed some of the other schools. And it was really unfortunate because it created bad blood. And eventually, something's going to happen. Somebody's going to move. And hopefully at the end of the day, which usually happens, people will be resolved to making it work and things will work out in the end.
Jeffrey Solacek of the Tampa Bay Times, thanks for sharing your insight.
It is my pleasure. I enjoy talking with you every time. Thank you.